Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Thursday, April the 10th. What is the most important problem facing Wisconsin? And what is the best thing about Wisconsin? We want to hear your answers to both of those questions this hour as we discuss the results of the Spring 2008 Wisconsin Survey. We release the first round of results from the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll this hour, which found most of us concerned about taxes and the economy, but we still love to live here in Wisconsin, for a variety of reasons. We love the environment.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from Lake Geneva to Madeline Island, from the rolling prairies to our lovely dairies, Wisconsin was made for you and me.
1-800-642-1234. Toll free from anywhere. What do you think is the best thing about Wisconsin? And while you're at it, you can tell us what problems you think the state faces. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community. Our guest is Wendy Scattergood. She is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere, and she is our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, thank you very much. It was your idea to ask this question, what is the best thing about Wisconsin? And it's kind of nice to look at the positive stuff every once in a while, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, the idea comes from some of the callers over the past few years that have periodically asked for this.
Yeah. And what we found out that, boy, more than half of us said something about the environment was what we liked the best about Wisconsin.
Right. About 52% mentioned something about the outdoors, and most of those, however, had to do with the weather. And so I would bear in mind when we actually did the survey, we finished doing the survey on Saturday, so people were getting their first breath of nice weather, and we certainly saw that reflected in the questionnaire, I think.
Yeah, I suppose that's right. We had, like, down here in Madison, 60-some degrees on Saturday, so that was a pleasant change of pace.
Right, we did too.
Yeah, there really was quite the brutal winter we had, though, but we don't mind. We want the four seasons, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people talked about that. Some people even mentioned winter or doing outdoor activities during the winter.
Yeah. What else did, in terms of the environment, did we say we loved about Wisconsin?
A lot of people talked about the beauty of the state as a whole, that the geography of the state and the scenery is just beautiful, and nature, the Great Lakes and all the lakes and rivers that we have here, the clean environment some people were talking about, the variety of outdoor activities. A number of people mentioned the northern part of Wisconsin as being their particular favorite. A lot of people mentioned parks, wide open spaces, and those kinds of things.
Yeah, I just polled one person yesterday, my husband, and I said, what do you think is the best thing about Wisconsin? He said, I'd have to say that our state parks and all the wonderful parks that we have. Mm-hmm. So that was a common theme. What else besides the environment do we like about Wisconsin?
Well, the second category of things were the people, and mostly people were saying that the people of Wisconsin are friendly, they're down to earth, they're open-minded, that their people have family here, and that their roots are here, and that they appreciate the friendliness of the state in general.
Mm-hmm.
And third kind of category was communities and culture, and a lot of people mentioned small communities or the rural life, that they really appreciate having the ability to do that in Wisconsin, that there's lots to do here, it's safe. The Packers, of course,
mm-hmm.
And my favorite, the Bratz cheese and beer.
Oh, and you can't have Wisconsin without cheese and beer and Bratz.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And it says here that some of us, actually have education, that we think education is decent here.
Yeah, 4% of overall responses mentioned that education and at various levels was of very high quality, and that they really appreciated that. Several people mentioned the sort of the progressive tradition that we have here in Wisconsin and grassroots politics. Someone even mentioned access to information like public television and radio.
Well, good. Must have been a public public radio listener that was participating in the poll. But that's nice to know. So even access to Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television, one of the best things about Wisconsin. Let's see if our listeners agree with that or have other reasons or things that they love about Wisconsin. We asked in our latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, what do you think is the best thing about Wisconsin? And we would like your answer to that right now, too. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We also asked what is the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin today, and we'll talk about that, too, if you'd like to. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin has its pleasures. Take muskies in July. Winter's nice with all that ice and snow at Christmas time. Beer and brats are tasty, but quite apart from these, there is only one thing that we love, and that is cheese. Hey, I'm a living cheese.
We are talking about the best things about Wisconsin. One of the questions we asked when we put the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll out into the field a little earlier this month, and we are asking you your answer to that question as well. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What are the best and worst things about Wisconsin? We did ask what is the most important problem facing the state, which we do every spring and every fall when we conduct this poll. Wendy Scattergood is our guest, assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College and our analyst for the Wisconsin survey. And before we go to the phones, and I'm happy to say we have full lines, people wanting to talk about the good things about Wisconsin, but let's talk a little bit about what we found out when we asked what's the most important problem facing those Wisconsin, Wendy.
As we've found in almost every other survey that we've done since fall of 1994, that taxes and budget are the most important problem facing the state for people. 33% said that it was taxes and budget, and of that, 28% of overall respondents said it was taxes, followed by economy and jobs as number two, 21%. And that's quite a bit higher for the economy and jobs than it has been in the past few years.
Yeah, because right now the economy is showing some troubling signs, right?
Right, absolutely. Yeah.
And what about, I mean, when we said what's the most important problem facing Wisconsin, environment is on that list, but it's kind of down on the list.
Right, it's about 2%, which is pretty consistent over the years. It hasn't really changed. What has changed for this particular survey, even from just this fall, was the content of that, and that what usually we get people saying, oh, it's, you know, pollution or air pollution, those kinds of general comments, but this time it was pretty specific about water quality and particularly the fish viruses that were going on. People were worried about the decreasing level of the lakes is causing problems and the dredging problems associated with the fish population. So that was new in terms of what was in that category.
Mm-hmm. So we're somewhat concerned about maintaining the quality of our environment, but we also think that the environment is the best thing about Wisconsin. Let's go to the phones and see what our listeners are saying. Margaret in West Bend joins us first. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, good morning. Love your program. Well, and what a good topic.
Yeah, thanks. And you think there are some good things about Wisconsin?
Yeah, the best thing I think about Wisconsin is variety. We have variety of education. We have variety of environment. We have variety of people and cultures. All these things, you know, coming together, combined with, you know, the degree of tolerance and willingness to understand, you know, coupled with our great education, I think, you know, really makes it the great state that it actually is. It's why so many of the things that we have can be so great. I do think that a problem that we have is, unfortunately, the number of the people that are dependent upon aid from government. It would be great if more people had the opportunity to be more self-reliant. and whatever we could do to provide for people to help them, you know, be on their own and stand on their own feet without being dependent, I think would be a great boost for our state. There must be something more that can be done. And all you have to do, I'm one of these rare people that doesn't mind paying their state taxes when I see how much of it goes to education. All you have to do is live in another state where education isn't as good as it is here, and you will gladly pay whatever it costs to have great teachers and great school facilities and do as much as we can for that. It's why our state will continue to be great.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret. A long list of things there, but some of that did come up in the survey, right, Wendy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the problems is we had to narrow mm-hmm. people down to just one thing. And mm-hmm. I only coded the very first thing that people said, but a lot of times people would say more than one thing. Certainly, education comes up as a very important aspect of the state. And it also comes up as one of the biggest problems. 7% said that education was the biggest problem facing the state. And most of the responses in that had to do with the lack of funding, that they were worried mm-hmm. about that, or issues with teachers being able to retain good quality teachers in certain areas. One new thing in the education category that came up this time was several people mentioned the low graduation rates or the high dropout rates, and that was something that hasn't really showed up before in that category.
Interesting. There was a story out while we were in the field, I think, Wendy, about graduation rates mm-hmm. From a national group, so maybe people also picked that up in the media.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, Margaret did say in her long list of positive things about Wisconsin that she was hoping more could be done for people so that they could, whatever, get jobs or be more self-reliant, because she was concerned about aid from the government going to too many people. Did welfare come up as a problem in this state?
It did. Mm-hmm. About 3% of mm-hmm. respondents mentioned something to do with sort of programs for the needy. And most of the responses within that category were talking about that welfare is the problem, and that the people who are on it need to get off of it. There were very few people that were coming at it from the other perspective, saying that we need more support for them mm-hmm. from government.
Thanks a lot, Margaret. Glad you could join us. Skip in Milton is with us now. Hi, Skip.
Good morning.
Morning.
Great show. I will keep it to one, even though I could go on with a list here. I'm going to say the American Birkebeiner. It's the biggest Nordic ski event in the Western Hemisphere, right in our state, and it is the country's only World Lopet race. They do a fantastic job. The volunteers, the race directors, everybody, there's so many volunteers that make it happen.
Yeah, and do you participate in it, Skip?
Yes, I do it pretty much every year for a long time.
So you didn't mind this winter and all the snow we had?
It was a fantastic winter, but that leads into my the one disadvantage, or the thing I'm concerned about, the problem, I guess, is global warming, because mm-hmm. in a few years we might not be able to have the Birkebeiner. This was an exceptional winter, but in general it's gotten far more iffy. Can we do it or not? A year ago it was shortened to half a marathon and just barely pulled that one off because of lack of snow. And it's more and more a problem. So, and that, of course, spreads into all kinds of other environmental problems, global warming.
Sure,
I won't
does.
Get into that. But
Did people in Wisconsin bring up climate change or global warming, Wendy?
They actually didn't this mm-hmm. time. Mm-hmm. In the fall, a couple people mentioned it, but nobody mentioned it this time.
Yeah. What about on the, well, we can, you know, spill some of the beans. Did it come up when we were asking about important issues in nationally when it comes to the presidential race?
There were a couple people, but mm-hmm. again, because we had to narrow it down to just mm-hmm. saying what's the most important issue, it didn't become that important.
Yeah. So is Skip the only one who said the Birkebeiner or the cross-country skiing?
He is the only one that mentioned the Berkey, but mm-hmm. Most people just mentioned sort of general outdoor activities, mm-hmm. although one person did mention golf.
Okay. We know what that person wants to do. Let's go to Ed in West Dallas. Hi, Ed. You're on the air.
The one great thing about this state that uplifted people's lives economically was the trade union movement, until Mr. Reagan, Mr. Clinton, and Mr. Bush destroyed it, and of course our own labor leaders in the state, a la David Newby. And the one really evil thing in this state and that we just went through is the Wisconsin Manufacturers Association and all the hatred that they promote and their political right-wing agenda. Mm-hmm. And until we find an antidote for that, we are going to be headed down the wrong road economically.
Thank you very much, Ed. He's referring to, I'm sure, the state Supreme Court justice race that a lot of people thought was kind of nasty, and a lot of third-party groups buying ads, including Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Anybody talk about that in the survey?
One person talked about the selection of the Supreme Court justices as being the biggest problem facing the state. Someone mm-hmm. else said the legal system, and I'm not sure exactly what they meant by that. But so it did come up with one person. A couple of people did mention as a good part of it that the progressive tradition in the state. But nobody actually talked about lobbyists or interest groups in particular in the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm. And while it wasn't going to be our focus this hour, it brings up what do we think of the job our state legislators are doing and our governor? Are we okay with it or not so okay with it?
Well, the governor has an approval rating of 59%, which is pretty high. And is very popular among Democrats, as you can imagine, 84%, 30% of Republicans, and 52% of independents approve of the job that the governor is doing. State legislature is a little bit lower, which is 45% approval rating, and that's at the lower end of the range. And actually, the low for the approval rating of state legislatures was last fall, 41%.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to Yvonne in Jefferson County. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to tell this story. I had lived in Germany for 10 years in the military, and when I was coming back to the States, I was deciding where to come. And at the time, you could buy a Delta standby travel pass for $500. For 2 months, you could fly as much as you want. So my German friend, who also wanted to move back to the States, and I flew all over the country, and we had a criterias for cities that we interviewed. They had to have access to cultural activities and educational opportunities, a good economy and a good job market. It had to be not too hot, not too cold. We lost a few points there. A low crime rate and no regular natural disasters or big bugs, which, if you think about it, leaves out pretty much the East and West Coast and, you know, certainly the Gulf Coast. We're in Texas where you have really a lot of big bugs.
Big bugs.
And not only, hey, this is a consideration. And not only did Wisconsin come to the top of the heap, but this area of Wisconsin, this whole southeastern corridor, because from Jefferson County, I can be in Madison or Milwaukee within 40 minutes one direction and 45 minutes the other way.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It is a fantastic place.
And so you chose Wisconsin because it was the best of the whole country.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yvonne, thank you so much. She should probably be working for the chamber. and, you know, we have to check news from National Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio, and then we will ask you, what is the best thing about Wisconsin, and what's the most important problem facing Wisconsin? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. And that's the UW-Madison Marching Band's rendition of Roll Out the Barrel, leading us into more discussion of the best things about Wisconsin. Wisconsin's scenic beauty and environment, our people, our culture, and yes, beer, brats, and cheese are on the list. The list of results when we ask the question, what is the best thing about Wisconsin? In the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. And we are asking you that question this hour. 1-800-642-1234. What do you think is the best thing about Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. We also asked, what is the most important problem facing Wisconsin? And we certainly will take your answer to that question as well. As usual, taxes on the top of the list of the problems facing Wisconsin. And that is followed by the economy and jobs. That's in the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll. What do you think are the best and worst things about Wisconsin? We have an open line for you at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison 263-1890. Our guest is Wendy Scattergood, Assistant Professor of Political Science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She is our analyst for the Wisconsin Public Radio, St. Norbert College Survey. And before we move on, Wendy, we just heard from Yvonne in Jefferson. That was quite a story, wasn't it? She decided to locate in Wisconsin because it just met every single thing that she wanted in terms of weather and culture and education and services.
Yeah, a lot of people mentioned similar things. There were a couple of people that mentioned the proximity to Milwaukee and Chicago. Somebody mentioned as part of their weather comment that when it gets cold, it kills all the mosquitoes.
So, no big bugs here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have an email from Jerry in Waukesha. He says, I'm a longtime listener, first-time emailer. Well, thank you very much, Jerry. And I love cheese. 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 I love cheese. So he's not alone there either. That came up as well.
Absolutely, yeah. A couple people mentioned that cheese was the best thing. And of course, the one person who said the trifecta of brats, cheese, and beer.
Yeah. What about, I just played the UW-Madison Marching Band's Roll Out the Barrel, which, hey, that's a polka song. That's you know, what about polka? Did that come up?
Polka in particular didn't come up, although people talked about the idea of there's lots of things to do and there is lots of culture here, and we were just listening to the news and hearing the death of the guy who invented the chicken dance. So
right. The Packers came up, but not the Badgers.
Correct.
Okay. Can't win them all. Jerry says that problem areas for him are taxes and the loss of manufacturing jobs. That's up there on the list, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much name the top two issues. Taxes is number one, and economy and jobs is number two, right behind it. And a number of people did mention specifically the loss of manufacturing jobs, or that businesses are moving to other states or abroad.
Mm-hmm. Next, we go to George in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, George.
Hello there.
Yeah, so we welcome calls from Michigan as well as we brag about Wisconsin. What do you think?
Well, I think Wisconsin's a pretty good place. I think the best part about it is the same as Michigan, the climate.
Yeah, what's so good about the climate, do you think?
You get your four full seasons.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was right up there. That was like one of the top responses, wasn't it, Wendy?
It was the number one response, yeah. 19% of all responses were about the four seasons and the weather.
Yeah, I've lived in Wisconsin all my life, and I have said I love the seasons, and I would miss the four seasons, but I just wish that some of them weren't as extreme or as long as they are, like this last winter we had. Tina in New Lisbon is next. Hi, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, hi.
We live in a rural area, and both my husband and I are bikers, so my husband is a much more avid biker than I am. And one thing that we really appreciate is that all of the town roads, or most of the town roads, are paved. And so we can just go right out our door, and he can bike for hours and hours and still be on paved roads. And coming from Minnesota, where those roads are not paved, where they're all gravel, mm-hmm. This is really like a dream come true.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Biking and paved roads. That's pretty good.
Well, it hit a lot of things, actually. A number of people mentioned rural life and rural areas. Actually, a couple of people mentioned the roads was one of the best things about Wisconsin, in addition to outdoor activities.
Really? That is. That's mm-hmm. interesting. Because you think paved roads. Well, but I guess Minnesota didn't have them.
Yeah. She's not alone. A couple of people did mention the roads, although a couple of people mentioned roads as the biggest problem facing the state, too. So
yeah, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Sophie in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I have a similar story to the previous caller. We relocated to Wisconsin because I fell in love with it when I came with a friend in 1986 to visit the summer home. So I fell in love and I asked my husband to apply to work here for the UW system. The best thing here in Wisconsin is the educational system is one of the best in the nation. The system, the technical colleges, and you cannot drive more than 30 miles and you can find an educational institution. Mm-hmm. The second thing is the road. The roads are beautiful. And you can feel that when you drive down to Chicago, the minute we hit Illinois border, we say, oh, we are in Illinois, because the roads are very bad, very poor, poorly maintained.
And they have toll roads, too.
Yes, we pay for that. Another thing is the climate. I love, except this winter was exceptional, mm-hmm. but otherwise I love the climate here. I can have a garden, I enjoy. People are very peaceful, very friendly, very yeah. friendly. I have neighbors with just my extended family. When they don't see me for a couple of days, they knock on yeah. the door or call. So this is something you can't measure or you can't value.
Sophie, where did you move here from?
From Evanston, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So, but it's and before that, from Egypt, Cairo, Egypt. So,
oh, mm-hmm. isn't that
so? It's a big transition.
It sure is. I bet it
and
is.
And I love Wisconsin, really.
Well, we love.
And we were in Paris, and they asked me by the it was a Christmas time, and I said Wisconsin, and my kids said, Mama, you said it exactly like a native. They were laughing because I acquired the accent of the Midwest.
Good for you. No, yeah,
beautiful country.
No Wisconsin out of you. Yeah, thank you very much, Sophie. Isn't that nice? And friendly people was one of the responses as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was the second most often cited outside of the environment, and that is 18% of people talked about how friendly the people are and down-to-earth and open-minded. And
Sophie brings up the roads, too. We have better roads than Illinois. Well, you know what? Karen Prager, my producer, is telling me that our paved roads are because of the milk trucks in the early days, delivering milk or getting milk maybe from the dairy farms or whatever, that I didn't know there was a connection that we have better roads and paved our roads earlier so our milk trucks could get around better. Speaking of which, what about our farms and our dairy farms?
There were a couple of people that mentioned that it's getting tougher to maintain farms, or they mentioned the loss of dairy farms or the harm to the rural communities, and I put those in with economy. And we generally see maybe one or two comments. We saw probably three or four this time, so it's hard to tell whether that's just the survey or whether there is sort of an increasing trend.
We're talking with Wendy Scattergood. She is an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. She's talking with us about the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll that we do every spring and every fall, and we are releasing the first round of the results this hour and this morning, talking first about what are the best and worst things about Wisconsin. What's the most important problem facing the state of Wisconsin, and what do you think is the very best thing about living in Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From Lake Geneva to Madeline Island, from the rolling prairies to our lovely dairies. Wisconsin was made for you and me. If you roam and ramble our hills and woods here, you'll see firsthand why life's so good here. So plan your trip now. Come on, you know you should, dear. Wisconsin was made for you and me.
And that is a singer, Peter Leedy. This land is your land, with a Wisconsin twist, and we thought an appropriate song as we talk about the best things about Wisconsin. One of the questions that we posed to state residents in the latest Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Next, we go to Bonnie in Stoughton. Hi, Bonnie. You're on the air.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Our favorite thing about Wisconsin is we are boaters, and you can go less than 3 hours to the west and go to the Mississippi and do the whole Mississippi and visit all the cool little towns. And then you can go 3 hours to the east, and you have Lake Michigan and beautiful harbors over there. And then you can go like 3.5 hours up to Sturgeon Bay and put in and do the whole Door County Peninsula. And there's so many things that you can only see from the water that are so unique, and all the neat harbors and towns, and we just love it. You can just go anywhere in 3 hours and have a wonderful trip.
Boy, you've convinced me, Bonnie. That's awesome.
And we've done a lot of all of that, and then we also are snowmobilers, and so we absolutely loved all the snow this year. For the first time in 10 years, we did not have to travel every weekend to find snow. That was really nice.
Yeah, so there's an upside to all that snow. Well, Wendy, sounds like Bonnie has similar answers to some of our poll respondents.
Mm-hmm. About 5% of all the responses were about the water and the lakes in the area, and that was their favorite thing about the state.
Yeah, and I think one of the best things about the state, all those things, but Door County, she just mentioned, that's my favorite spot to go visit. And did people bring up specific communities or not?
One person mentioned Madison. A couple of people mentioned, as I said, the proximity to Milwaukee, and then the north more generally, but no Door County or mm-hmm. any of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Rich in Neosho is with us now. Hi, Rich. You're on the air.
Yes. Good morning. I have three things. The diversity of natural resources, especially water. The mm-hmm. Diversity of the people in the state, which are really kind of neat, the different groups of people. And then Wisconsin Public Radio.
Yay! There we go. And all those things came up, too, in the survey, didn't they, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people talked about the diversity of natural resources, diversity of people. 1% of respondents mentioned that. And then also one person did also mention Wisconsin Public Radio and TV.
Yeah. Thanks. Rich, do you have any complaints? What do you think the problems facing Wisconsin are?
Well, the single biggest problem is the high cost of health care. We have to get a handle on that. Other than that, the quality is there. It's just the cost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about the cost of health care? Did that come up in the list of most important problems?
It did. Overall, health care was 7% of responses on the biggest problem facing the state. And most of those had to do with either the cost of health care and or the cost of health insurance. A few people mentioned issues about lack of coverage or the need for universal coverage.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we did all the lists. We're trying to focus on the positive for the most part this hour, but we did think that our some of the other issues like we thought crime and drugs and gas prices those were problems too.
Mm-hmm. And as well as the politics section of people saying Governor Doyle or state legislature or the bickering between them mm-hmm. were the biggest problems facing the state. And that 6% said that. 6% said crime and drugs were the biggest problem. And that was followed by 5.5% on gas and energy prices and the budget, social programs. And a lot of that was about either lack of funding or that the people on it were the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then the water issues in the environment. Some people mentioned urban sprawl, the roads.
Mm-hmm.
A few people mentioned, actually, racism and segregation as being the biggest problems facing the state. And then a few people mentioned money problems, and I didn't know whether they meant government or themselves or mm-hmm. or what that meant, so I just put them all together in the other category.
Yeah. I see that this was just less than 1% actually said this, but said winter was the biggest problem facing Wisconsin.
Yeah, actually, that was just one person.
And lack of salt for the roads, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We are talking about the most important problems facing the state of Wisconsin and the best things about Wisconsin. What do you think is the best thing about Wisconsin? 1-800-642-1234. And while you're at it, do you have something to say about the most important problems facing the state? 1-800-642-1234 and Madison 263-1890 or email talk@wpr.org. We have a line for you and some time for you, too. Gary in Alloway is with us now. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking the call. Good morning. I think the best and the worst thing are about the same. It is the health care issue. It did get touched on. But the fact that there are a lot of, you know, Wisconsin is a very progressive political state in many ways, and they're, you know, the talk about offering the citizens the same level of health care as our legislators is truly remarkable, and I think it'll get done. And, of course, Wisconsin Public Radio is truly a treasure.
Well, we're not paying people to say that either. healthcare, the best and worst, huh?
Yeah, we actually had a couple of people talk about that we did have a good healthcare system in the state, but then, of course, 6% of the people saying it's the biggest problem in the state as well.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate the call. Jim in Marshfield is with us now. Hi, Jim.
Hello. I also like the Wisconsin Public Radio because if you go to other states, they just don't have the same kind of programming that they do here.
That's right. We're unique.
Yeah. And I always thought of, if you don't like the weather in Wisconsin, just wait 5 minutes.
I remember that as 15, but you're right. Yeah, thanks, Jim, very much. Any most important problems?
Not really. There was one other thing I like to explain to people from other states. You know, whenever you say where you're from, I'm from Marshfield, Wisconsin, right in the center of the state, you hold up your right hand, you throw your thumb out for Door County, and you point to where you're from.
Yeah, that's right. We're shaped like a hand. That's got to be a good thing, huh, Wendy?
Absolutely. I have to do the same thing when I go home to Seattle.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jim. So another fan of Wisconsin Public Radio and the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Susan in Brilliant. Hi, Susan. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I found something when I was living in the Stevens Point area that I think is just a fantastic part of Wisconsin, and that is the Ice Age Trail,
mm-hmm.
Something that I think is very unique to Wisconsin, being able to hike around and learn about the Ice Age.
And that goes all over the state, too. It's not just...
It goes all over the state, and I know they are continuing to expand it just everywhere in the state that they can. So it's a phenomenal resource that we have and something that, you know, encourages people to get out and exercise, but also to enjoy the beautiful countryside that we have here in Wisconsin.
I agree, Susan. Thank you so much. In fact, that's on our list of things to do this summer, not walk the whole thing, but walk parts of the Ice Age Trail and walk more hikes in our wonderful state parks, too.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Susan. Ice Age Trail. I guess that kind of goes into the category of our scenic nature, outdoors, wonderful places and things to do outside, right, Wendy?
Mm-hmm. And several people mentioned the parks of the state park system as mm-hmm. a whole as being the best part of the state.
Yeah. Next we go to Justin in Fort Atkinson. Hi, Justin. You're on the air.
Hello. I'm not 10 years old.
Well, thanks for calling. Good to have younger folks in our audience, too.
I watch your show, radio show every day.
Good.
And I think chocolate milk.
I think it's great that you listen every day, Justin, and I think that's a great best thing about Wisconsin, chocolate milk. Did anyone else say that, Wendy?
No one did. I have to say, our sample is people 18 and over, but that's a great answer.
Yeah, Justin, thanks for listening, and call in again sometime. Erica in Wauwatosa, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, you know, after listening to Justin, I'd have to say I agree with him, but... I also, when I moved to Wisconsin in 1990 from the East Coast, I was amazed at the generosity of spirit of our people. I mean, the people in Wisconsin are phenomenal. I am constantly, even, you know, 28 years later, 18 years later, I am amazed at how kind people are, always, everywhere I go. So that's my favorite thing about living here.
Yeah, I agree. And that makes you feel good, doesn't it, Wendy?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think people were really pleased to answer this question in talking about how nice people are and be able to say something good about the state.
Well, I'm glad that you picked up on our listeners' suggestions and decided to put this question in our survey. It was fun to think about the good things about Wisconsin,
yeah,
as well as the problems facing us. Well, we're going to be talking more about the Wisconsin Public Radio St. Norbert College Survey Center poll in our next hour, Wendy. So we'll talk to you in just a bit.
Okay.
Wendy Scattergood is our analyst for the Wisconsin Survey, an assistant professor of political science at St. Norbert College in De Pere. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thanks to you for listening. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.